want to start with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, so Shloshim Minim Asur Min Nozer. There are three different types of things which are Asur by Nozer. A Tumah Bat Aglachas Vayotzim and a Gefen. There's an Isur of him of a Nozer being Matamal and Basim. There's an Isur of Taglachas of cutting his hair. There's an Isur of anything which is Yotzim and a Gefen. So it's not, it's an the grapes, etc. Call Yotzim and a Gefen, Mitzafim Zayim Zet. By Yotzim and a Gefen, so it could be the different types of items you have, the it can be grapes, it could be raisins, it could be the shells, it could be the pits. They're mitzvah together to kazayas to get malchus. The shear is a kazayas. It's interesting enough, the Gemara says, when it comes to shtia, the Mishavishana acha yishta revias. The Mishavishana said that the shear of shtia was a revias yayin. But the Mishnah Rena holds that the Shir Shtia is B'Kazayas. So here we have that even by Shtia, the Shir is a Kazayas. Rekiba Omer Af Shor Pita B'Yayin V'yesh Bo Kedei L'Tzar of Kazayas is Chayv. So Rekiba holds that there's a din of Hetam Yistar of L'Yisr. So he soaks his bread in wine. The bread now is mitzarif to the shir kazayis. Okay, mishnebei. So chayv al yain b'fnei atzoi, v'al anovim b'fnei atzmon, v'al chatzanim b'fnei atzmon, v'al zogim b'fnei atzmon. So a person can be chayiv on any one of them malchus. He doesn't have to eat. The pasuk says, "Anovim yiveshim vilachim lo yerchel chetzanim mezag lo yerchel." So I think maybe only chayv if you have anovim yiveshim and lachim. So say no, that's not true. Any one of them would be chayv. Rav Elazar ben Azayim, "En chayv at yerchel shnei chetzanim mezagon." That the chiyuv requires, this is mechatzanim bat zog, so chatzanim is two, zog is one. So the person not chayim until he eats two chatzanim and one zog. Now, what are chatzanim and zog? Elu hein chatzanim, ve'elu hein zogim. What's the chatzanim, what's the zog? Hachatzanim elu hakitzanim, that's the shells. The shells, the outer shell of the grape. So according to Rosh Menazar, you would have two chatzanim means two shells of grapes. Zogim elu panimim, adir Rabbi Yehuda. So the zog is the pits in the side inside the grape. Rishi Omer Shalotita, Rishi says a way that you remember not to you shouldn't make a mistake. Is the word zogim is like the kazug shel behema. That over there, Shachitzanim is zog, Lapinimim invol. If you have a bell, so you refer to the overall bell as zog, the zug, and the clapper, which is inside, is called the invol. So the word zog means the shells, it means the outer thing, just like there, it means the outer part of the bell, the cowbell. Because inner part is called something else. The outer part is called the zog, zugim. So over here also, the word zog means the outer part of the grape, the shell. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, that the zog is the inner part. Now, according to the Chum, there's really no difference. But according to Elazar ben Azariah, there would be a difference. Because he held you have to have two chatzanim and one zog, the chayiv. So we have to know what are chatzanim and what are zog. According to the Chabim, it's just a question of Mashmos Darshim. What do the words mean? But there's no practical difference in halacha between which way you say.
According to?
According to the Chachamim, there's no requirement of eating chatzanim and zog. It can be either chatzanim or zog. So we have machlokes what they mean. Either one is chayiv by itself. So whatever they mean, either way you're chayiv. According to the laws of Nazari, it's only chayiv if you have two chatzanim and one zog. So I have to know what are chatzanim. Are chatzanim two pits, or two chatzanim two shells? Gimel stam zeris shloshim yom. So stam zeris, if a person does not designate how long he wants the zeris to last for, it lasts for 30 days. If a person designates a time, it can be for longer. It cannot be for shorter. So a person can say he wants to be a nozer for 45 days, and that's a nazirus. That's a valid nazirus. A person wants to be a nozer for 15 days, he's a nozer for 30 days. Okay. Gilach, if he cut his hair, literally he shore himself. Or Shagahu list him, or somebody else shored him. He was shorn by against his will. Sosha Shloshim Yom. So the Naziris is longer. So we don't say it's under it invalidates the whole Naziris. He's in Kabbalah Naziris of 6 months. And now, before he brought the Korban, which part of the process of bringing the Korban is cutting all of the hair and putting it under the pot which is cooking the aisle that he brings the curb. So he has to cut himself. It has to be a growth which is enough to cut. So if the listing cut his hair 2 weeks ago, there's not enough growth. He has to have at least 30 days afterwards of growth to be considered a valid growth that he can now mimigaleach and do the process of taglachas and put the hair under the dud, etc. So it's not doesn't retroactively invalidate the whole naziris, but there has to be growth. There has to be 30 days worth of growth, so it invalidates that he can't bring the korban until 30 days. He has to let the hair regrow for 30 days. Okay. Nazir Shagilach, now that was talking about case, so that's to have the valid taglachas that you have at the end of Naziris that you have to do. Let's say he's doing the taglachas of Isser during the Naziris period. Shagilach, if he cut his hair, Ben Bezug, Ben Batar, whether he cut it with the scissors, whether he cut it with a razor, or Shasif Seif Kolshu. He pulled out hair, even kolshu, whatever it is, any amount is chayiv. So the Mishnah, so the Nazir wants to shampoo his hair, and he's worried about while he's shampooing that the rubbing his head, he's going to pull out hairs. So that's the Rosh Hashanah Miskav, it's not his kavana. It's not a psik ratio. So Nazir chayfef umefasfes abo loy sarek. So he's allowed to rub with his hands. Umefasfes is even if he sort of like fluffs it up with his fingernails. Abo loy sarek, but he can't comb. Combing it catches on the any of the knots and pulls. And pulls out the hairs. Rabbi Yishmael Amar lo yochef adama b'neisha masheres as a sar. They would use a type of some type of earth or clay or something of that sort. What they would use as part of the cleansing process. It would be like a act like a soap. We can't do that because it pulls out the hair. Yeah. So it's all subsecration. and we pass the Rishmot. Dalet. Nozer shall yeshesek yayin kol hayom. Enechai belachas. If Nozer was drinking wine, multiple kezesim of yayin, but if there's only one morning, it's only chai of one time. Amar lo altishta, they kept warning him, stop drinking, stop, don't drink. So they gave him multiple warnings. Bushar said he, and after each one, he's drinking. Chayav kolachas v'achas, so he's going to be chayav for each one separately. Chaymigalei kol hayom is cutting his hair slowly over the day. Zayin chayav v'achas, it's one long act of cutting. He's chayav one malchus for that. Amalei al tegaleach, do not cut your hair. And he continues to do so. Each act of cutting one hair is already chayv.
That's if he tells him after one hair, or
right. And he goes and touches one corpse, and then another one is only chayv one time. They told him do not imitama yourself. So the chiddush over here by tuma is, we could have thought that once he's imitama himself once, so there the issur of tuma is lifted because he's no longer a tor. So it sounds like even though he already became Tomei, there's an Isser of being Matama, and his Naziris is on hold. There's a problem of being Matama himself a second time, which would be very Kiddush.
It sounds like the Isser is on the act as opposed to the result.
That's true. The question is, there's a halacha of Yom Rishon that a person, a nazir, becomes tamei, interrupts his naziris, and he has to start over again.
Yes.
So we would assume he interrupts his naziris and start over again. That meanwhile he's not a nazir anymore. Therefore, it's irrelevant to be metama. There's no issue to be metama a second time because his naziris is in abeyance until he is metar himself. Somebody should tell me that's not true.
Is he not a Nazir any longer, or does he just have to restart his count? I mean, in other words, he's still under the Hiyuvim, by the way.
Right, so that's the thing, that the mission being Mechadish to us, that's not so. That even though there's the Tumah generates a halacha that you have to start over again and invalidates the Naziris that he had until there, it's not a fulfillment of his Neder.
If somebody brings a korban until the korban has been brought and the healed, it could be somewhere in the process and there's some type of problem occurs, some pagam that's discovered.
What?
Yeah, but I mean, the chiddush in the theory is that you put a status on upon the person, and that generates various different halachas. So that's okay. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here. So the Mishnah, hey, shloshim minim asur min nozer. Like so we said at the beginning of the parak, there's three different types of categories which are also benozer. Atumah b'taglacha, so yotzim min agefen. So there's three surim. There's a metama, the mesim, to cut his hair and to consume anything which comes from the gefen. Now we're going to contrast them. Chomer b'tumah u'b'taglacha, may be yotzim min agefen. Tumah and taglacha have something in common. L'chumra more than the iser minigafen. Shatumah b'taglachas soyser, or yetzim minigafen in a soyser. Where a person becomes tamei, so that acts as a stira. It undermines his original naziris. Has to redo it. A person knows or eats minigafen. We don't say, well, he lost his original days. He has to start counting again. he's an Ozer for the X amount of days. He did that, and he did an Avera, so he gets Malkus. But that doesn't undermine the previous time, of the Naziris by Geffen, but by Taglachas, so by Tuma, it's such a totally. But by Taglachas, it's not totally. Like we had before with the Mishnah Gimel, but it is Sosha to some extent. Because the time of the, there's a mitzvah of Nosir to Megaleach when he finishes this whole process, he has a mitzvah to cut his hair. So, he has to cut at least 30, there has to be a growth of hair enough that it's fulfilling the law of cutting. And that assumes a 30 day growth. So if the Naziris was 30 days, and 2 days before the end, his hair got cut, it has to count over 30 days. But a person can be Mekabel Naziris for any amount of time, I mean, it has to be at least 30 days, but it can be Mekabel Naziris for 6 months. So after letting his hair grow for 5.5 months, five months and 28 days, he cuts his hair. So we say he has to let his hair grow for 30 days because the amount that you need to say there's a growth of hair that you can fulfill the halacha of cutting it at the end, there's a mitzvah to cut, is only if it's 30 days, at least 30 days old. So there is a din of soyser if it's within the last 30 days, so the taglachas would be soyser 30 days worth. Tumas mitzvah is soyser legamri.
So the mitzvah is that the amount of hair that's removed, the mitzvah is that the amount of hair removed, there's a sure amount of hair removed as opposed to.
Right.
I shouldn't say amount, I should say duration.
Right. Correct. A growth of X amount of days is what that's the definition of the minimum amount that he has to fulfill the halach of taglachas.
So if it's 6 months at zero, and he cuts on the second month, there's no change in the total duration.
Correct.
There's no change in what?
Total duration. Because he did have Aira, and when it comes time to cut his hair after 6 months, it's been growing for five months. That's fine. It has to be at least 30 days of growth. Okay, so that's a chumrah that Tuma and Taglachas have over Yitzhak and Geffen. Okay, Karmi be Yitzhak and Geffen, Mimba Tuma with Taglachas. On the other hand, there's something which Yitzhak and Geffen has as a chumrah more than the case of Tuma and Taglachas. So Yitzhak and Geffen, Lahutzim and Klavah, but Tuma and Taglachas is Hutzim and Klavah. There are exceptions. There are cases which are of heter in Tuma and Taglachas, and there's no case of heter Yitzim and Geffen. So what are the cases of Tuma and Taglachas where there's a case of heter different than Yitzim and Geffen, which never mutter? Taglachas mitzvah, ube meis mitzvah. So a case of meis mitzvah, the nozer is not allowed to be tummy even for his parents or for anybody else, but if he finds a meis mitzvah, a Jew which has nobody to bury him, he has the mitzvah of burying the nifter overrides the iser of tumas nozer. So that's a case of meis mitzvah, is a case of an exception in the rule of Isser of Tuma. And Taglachas mitzvah is an exception in the Isser of the Isser of Taglachas by Nazir. What's the case of Taglachas mitzvah? If he became a Mitzvah, so Mitzvah, after he becomes Tor, part of his Tar process is to cut his hair. So the essay of cutting his hair in the Tar process will come and override the Lois essay of cutting the hair of a Nazir.
Why don't we say the Esser of the Kiddush Abdullah should override that, the Esser of Great, the same way?
So Gemara, d- discusses it more in the first parak, if I recall correctly. So the Mora says at the end of the day, the case of Kiddush and Havdalah, the requirement of wine is not the reason. It's the only thing that would be a valid source to override if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, which it's not.
Oh,
okay. Mishnah Vav. But I skipped them, so we have to finish the Mishnah, yeah.
In these cases of mitzvah, like mitzvah, is it to restore his count? Or is it to such an extent that
it's... Yes, restore his count, yeah. Okay. There is a chumah that tumah has over taglachas.
Of his last 30 days.
No. Well, let me read the next piece. I'll answer your question after we do that. Korban tumim b'taglachas, the tumas and service is a kol. Chiyavim le'av korban, taglachas, the innocent service, el shloshim yoyim, menu chiyavim le'av korban. So a person is metame, so he has to reset his near and zeros by being a korban tumah. And it starts with the curl. So, in the case of a stam the zeros, which is 30 days, it starts with the 30 days. A person says an amount. So, we'll see Machloki is about this before, but we passed in the town of here is passing. So, a person said, so I am undertaking to be an adulterer for 6 months. And he comes to Tommy in the middle, or the day before it ends, he counts another 6 months. It starts with the whole thing, not just the last 30 days. Whereas the Glachas is only starts the 30 days. There's no Kiev carbon. Now, in the case of a Mace Mitzvah, in case of mitzvah, is there a chi of korban? I think so. Even in that case, I think there's a chi of korban still. So it's not a punishment for the veira. It's the process of being the tire himself and getting back into becoming a nazir.
What the korban?
The korban. The mission says that tuma has two chumas in it. It's tesher kol and yichai a korban. So the korban is not a korban of kapara. It's a korban of restarting the naziris. Okay, Mishnah Vav. So the process if the nazir became tameh, so we say he has to go through a taglachas process to restart. So how do we do it? So to become tor, we have to sprinkle him from the ashes of the paraduma. So he does that on day three after he became Tommy. And day seven. Umagaleach Bishri. And then he cuts his hair on day seven. Maybe Karbanoisa Bishmini. He brings the Karbanos the next day. Now, if Miguel Bishmini, if he didn't cut his hair on the seventh day, he waited till the eighth day to cut his hair. So maybe Karbanoisa Bayom Dirin Rakiva. So Rakiva says he still brings the Karbanos on the eighth day. By Mitzara, the loch is also goes through a process of taglachas and karbonis. By Mitzara, he cuts his hair on day. He's supposed to cut his hair on day seven. If he cuts his hair on day eight, he brings the karbonis on day nine. We push it off. And over here, you're saying that you don't push it off. That even if he did the taglachas of tuma on day eight, as opposed to day seven, you still bring the karbonis on that day. You don't wait till the next day to bring the karbonis. So what's the difference? So Pashas of Tarfa means to say, and therefore I'm saying that there's no difference. And over here also, if you wait till day 8 to be Megaleach, he has to wait till day 9 to be in the Kermonis. Some of the lawyers said back, Zet HaRosa Tzulia B'Yomav U'Metzara HaRosa Tzulia B'Taglach Taglach. Okay, so that the Mitzara, till he cuts his hair, he has not gotten the status of Tahara. So the halacha is to bring the Korban, it has to be, it's a Korban Mechusa Kippurim, he has to first get his Tahara, have the sunset, and then the next day he can bring his Korban of Mechusa Kippurim. So if you only wait until day 8 to do that, he can't bring the korban that day because he needs the process of tahara to be completed. So the tahara is like mitzvah. The tahara is requires the taglachas to get the tahara. But over here, the tahara is just as long as the 7 days have passed, the tahara is there.
The taglachas of the mitzvah and the nazir is the same.
The actual mice, I think so. Okay, the Zion. This is Zion. Taklachas of Tahara Ketzer. When at the end of the Naziris period, he also has a mitzvah of Taklachas. So how do we do that? So he made Misholos Behemoths. He brings three animals, and those are at the end of his Naziris. Brings three Karbonos, a Chatas, an Oila, and a Shlomim. Brings a Korban Chatas, which will be female sheep or goat under a year old. Brings an Oila, which is a male, and a Shlomim, which could be either male or female, and but it has to be normal. I'm sorry, let me take that back. Normally, Shlomim could be either male or female, but over here, the Torah says it's aisle. It's an aisle, which means it's 2 years old and it's a male. Male sheep, a ram. So now, in the order of the Kabbalists, which carbon do you bring first, and when does he do the hair cutting? Shechem is a shlomim, megaleach aleim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he brings a shlomim, and after he brings the shlomim, that's when he cuts his hair. So he can bring the shlomim whatever he wants. He can bring it as number one, number two, number three, but he doesn't cut his hair until after the shlomim. It doesn't depend on the shlomim, it depends on when he brings the katas. So the halacha is that the katas should be done first. But in the Binyamin case that he did another korban first, as long as he wrote one of the korbanos and then he cut his hair, he's fine. Okay, so that I think is the primary parak in the sechta in regards to defining what the mitzvah naziris is. Let's go back. And why
the end of the
what?
It isn't the end of the sparks.
What?
It isn't the end of the sparks.
It's the end of the mesechta. It's already in parak vav. It's towards the end of the mesechta.
It isn't the end of this parak mishnah.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not doing the parak. I'm doing the mishnahs that I chose. Those are mishnahs which explain what naziris is. I want to go back. Parak gimel. Mishnah aleph. Mishamarini nazir. Megaleach yarem shleishim be'echad. So it doesn't say the amount of time. So we give him the standard time is 30 days. So he waits till day 31 to cut his hair. So he needs 30 days. But in Gilach Yom Shloshim is Yatzah. But if he cut his hair on day 30, we use the rule of Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi, and Bidi Evidence, he cut his hair sometime during day 30. He had partial days. So he had 30 days. Harani knows the Shloshim Yoim. If he says he explicitly says 30 days, he's been makabel in his ears for 30 days. Yom Kippur Shloshim is layotzer. So that's totally in his Kabbalah. His Kabbalah was a full day, full days. So then it comes out he did not finish his nazir. So he was makabel. So he was not yours to the and now he doesn't have a hair to fulfill the taglachas the next day that he needs it. So he has to wait. He has to have the hair grow 30 days and then cut his hair. Now the second growth, this halacha would apply to. It's not a halacha that it's soyster bats. It's just that the halacha is it's not a valid taglachas unless there's 30 days worth of growth. In the case where he said, I'm a nozer for 30 days, and he cuts his hair on day 30 at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, an hour before Shkia. So he said, I'm sorry, sir, that's no good. You had to do 30 full days. You didn't wait another hour till Shkia, till says at 6:30, another hour and a half. You didn't wait. You should have waited. Well, you blew it. Not a good taglachas. Okay, now what? So he has to grow his hair again. How long? 30 days. 30 days or 30 is mixed into yom. Day 30, you need 30 full days? Or day, if he would have cut his hair again on day 30, is that good enough? The answer is it is. Because the Kabbalah of 30 full days, he was an officer for 30 full days. There's another law to do your taglachas. You have to have enough growth. That growth, the Torah gives you the din of stam naziris, is 30 days. That's enough growth, which includes mixing yom kikuloi. Mishnah Beis, Misha knows the shtei naziris. So, person undertook two naziris. He said, "Right now, I'm going to be a nazir. I'm going to be a nazir twice." So, Megaleich has a Rishonah. He does one naziris and he does the process of finishing the naziris, bringing the kabbalas, etc. And he starts over again. So, Megaleich has a Rishonah. Yom Shlishim Echad. He's supposed to do the taglachas on day 31. Bring the carbonus and then start over again. The second one is done on day 61. In other words, you do say Mixed Yom Kikula in the beginning of the Naziris. So, in the morning of day 31, he does his process of Naziris, and then he starts over again. So that's day one. So day 31 is day one. Day 60 is day 30, and day 61, he does taglachas. If he did the taglachas for the first one on day 30, which is valid. He can do the taglachas on day 60. So once you've done the taglachas, the naziris has been completed. So he brought the karbonis, and now he starts. Day 30 is day one. So day 59 is day 30, and day 60 is day 31. So he brings the kabbalas, the taglachas of the kabbalas of day 60, and therefore we said if you bring it on day 30, but you have a yotzer. So day 59 is day 30. Day 30 counts from the beginning of the second Naziris.
Right.
Okay. Mishnah Gimel. Mishomer Reini Nazir Nitzayim Shleishim Sar Sesakol. So, even though he could bring his kabbonis, the do tagalos bring his kabbonis on day 30 and be able to see yotze, because when he hasn't done that, he's a nazir, and day 30 is part of his naziris, and if he comes to Ame, the whole thing is bottle. He holds the whole day of stira of being soiser on the case of day 30. So you say mixiyam kakuloi, and day 30 counts as if he did 30 full days already. So he's not really being soiser, but you need the 7 days of the tahara process. So he's a nazir still for the other halachas for the next 7 days. But Rav Elazar agrees that's all Tumas Tam Naziris. Then you say Mitzvah Kekuloi. But if a person undertook a Naziris of 30 days, which you said before, you don't say Mitzvah Kekuloi, and he has to have 30 full days. So he became Tumas a second before the end of the 30 full days. The whole thing is both days to start over again. Rav Elazar Meir Yom. A person is Mekal Naziris of 100 days. So since he said 100 days, so it has to be 100 full days. So if the second before the 100 days are up, he became Tomei. He loses the whole thing. Even though he has to have 100 days, 100 full days, and therefore he became Tomei on day 100, he has to redo. But in the day, was a case of persons, if a person became Tomei on day 99, he loses all 100. If he became Tomei under the Yom Alois, that much you give him a mile, it's only 30 days. Eber Les agrees that you need to do 100. Right. Okay.
When would Rabbi
Eliezer say this? So, Mr. Mishnah, if he came to me on day 101. So the Rabbanan over here say in this situation it is soiser, even though really it's after the 100 days, so it shouldn't be soiser at all. So this is the Rabbanan, he has to do another 30 days because otherwise people just know that he hasn't brought his karbanas yet and he came Tomei and the only and you're ignoring it, so they're going to end up mistakenly do that during the 100 days. So they were geyser, but they weren't geyser full 100, another 100 days upon the person. They were geyser shloshim.
You're supposed to bring the carbon immediately after the time period is over. Because otherwise, you say until he brought his carbon.
Correct. Yeah. It's supposed to bring it as quick as possible.
But if he didn't bring it,
he's still nazir until he has still the isiri nazir until he brings it.
And then the same halacha.
30 days. You'd have a steer of 30 days. Rav Lezer says no. That it's not any worse in case you have a loss. According to Rav Lezer, you only need 7 days. So since we said 100, we said 100 full days. So if the Rebbe agrees, if it happened on day 100, so it starts for more than 7 days, 30 days. But if they had 101, like you did your 100 already. So the only issue is you need to wait 7 days. You bring your carbon, the carbon tumah, and then you bring the carbon tahara. So he ends up being a nazir for another 7 days. Mishnah a person undertook naziris and he's in the basic chorus, he's tameh. So he spent 30 days sitting in the basic chorus, and he hasn't started his count because he's tameh. Ben made a karmatuma, he doesn't bring a karmatuma because it's not karmatuma is a nazir who's in his count becomes tameh. He has to bring a karmatuma. Well, he didn't start his count yet. Yotzev and Nithlis. So he went out. He was retiring himself with the whole process of the sprinkling from the ashes of the Poraduma on day 3 and day 7. And he became Tor. So he doesn't bring a korban tumah because he was in the basic course to start with. So now, once he's matar himself, automatically the clock starts ticking. Now he goes back in. So I'll let in a minyan or maybe korban tumah. Okay. This halacha. So what's the case over here? Anytime the day that he starts the zeros, he became tameh. He doesn't bring a korban tumah because shenemar b'hayamim harishanim yiplu, the original days plural become fall away, and you bring a korban, etc. So the Torah ties that you bring a korban with that you lose more than one day. He has to have at least 2 days, two original days to lose to say that he has a dinner bringing the korban and stuff. Okay. Let's do one more mission. Perek Beis Mishadal. The Rani Nozer Amanash Eheisha Sayayin Metam Lemesim. I'm a Nozer, grow my hair, but I want to drink wine and I want Metam Lemesim. I raise a Nozer, Rosa Bakulin. If you're a Kalman, the series, that's it. It's a package deal. Yudayin Yishesh Naziris, I will any Yudayish Nozer Osa Bayayin. I undertook Naziris. I knew there was something about Naziris. I didn't know that a nazir is is asur in yayin. So I never was makabel that. So I'll raise the asur. Once you makabel the zeros, you're asur in yayin. Rishim and matur. Rishim is matur in that case.
Where's the smash now?
Bays Dalit. Yudayan Yishal Nazar Osir Biyayin. I will sorry, Yisi Shechavim Materimli, Neshain Ani Yachal Lichios El Biyayin. You know, this is part of my life. So I thought that I'm going to get a heter. I want to have other dinim of the Nazar, but not that. So Neshain Ani Kerbis Amesim, or I thought they'd be Matar, a lot of people, my job has been Kerbis Amesim, so they're going to give me they're going to give me a understanding that I never met the makabel under those circumstances. Raise a mutter, so that's that functions as a neder betos. If he believed that, and we believe that he believed that, so which is not true, we can't do that for him. So he never met the makabel in Aziris. Rav Shimon Oyster, Rav Shimon says no. Now he can go through a Torah a shayla to the chacham and make himself mutter. According to the Tanakhama, we're not mechayim to go through a shayla. Right? According to Rishim, we have to go through the shayla process of being matur neder, being matur the zero.